Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, you gotten a lot of help for Joseph and Allison. She's letting her leg hair grow out this morning because his beard's so long. Keep those things coming in for us, those ideas, and we'll pass it along to him. Sunshine today, a high of 73.
You know, Jimmy Carr is a comedian who is filthy. You don't want to let your kids watch him. But he also branches into saying some things that are actually pretty poignant from time to time. I saw a reel of him talking about how that most of us alive today should be thankful for the fact that we have luxuries and things that kings didn't have 100 years ago.
Absolutely.
One of his comments is like, every time you take a hot shower, 100 years ago, that was a luxury that almost no one had. And we take it for granted every day when we get in and we have that hot water flowing over us.
You might even take two a day. I'm like, that's pretty impressive.
So his point being that things are so much better today than they used to be in the past that we should be very grateful. But I found out there's a few things that have gone downhill, things that we used to take for granted that you don't get now.
Yeah.
We'll start with one of the places where it's absolutely the worst, and that is airplanes. We used to get on a flight. We would get fed a fairly decent meal. We would be able to bring our luggage on, usually two bags checked underneath and something that you could carry with on the plane. Now, everything about the flight has degraded.
Don't forget, smokers always enjoyed a good smoke in flight.
That may have been an improvement for the rest of us, though.
Really? Because
you were on a tube. Anyway, now you pay for even luggage or something you carry on with you on some flights. And you don't get any food. You pay extra. Like, I literally flew on a flight to Florida where we had to pay for sodas.
Oh, like, wow. Yeah. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
And the seats are smaller. I think they made them smaller over the years.
Oh, there's no leg room. They pushed them closer together.
Yeah. Or America's gotten bigger. I don't know.
Both.
Now, this is one you may not think about a lot, but we used to buy, say, you wanted to get a word processing software. So you got Microsoft Word. You paid $99 for it, and you owned it. For the rest of your life. You could use it as long as you wanted to. Now everything's a subscription.
Yeah.
You pay every month for something that you use, even if you don't use it, and they can take it away anytime they want.
Yeah, it's like if you want to improve your pictures, buy the filter changers or cut video or whatever, it's $8.99 a month for the rest of your life.
Exactly,
that.
And that stuff adds up because there's a million of them.
Well, I mean, you've got like five or six that you don't even know you have on your phone that you forgot you've been paying for. Over the years.
And they say also something that is different now is household products that break within the first few years of use.
I agree.
You know, 20 years ago, you could buy a refrigerator and it's still running today. You buy one now, you're lucky if you get 5 years out of it before something major breaks.
This is where I am like Cato in this area with my conspiracy theories. I think that companies purposely put cheap little parts on there that are going to break specifically. That you have to pay like $39.95 and another $10 for shipping, like with your refrigerator or with any little gadget that you have.
Absolutely. Just like with cars. It used to be easy. You could get under the hood, fix things yourself. Now everything's a computer chip. Everything's pushed in the center. You can't get in there.
With cell phones, those chargers, they know we're going to lose them.
And okay, that doesn't have anything to do with this.
Well, they don't put any extra warts on in there like they used to. It's just you just got the little bitty charging, what's it called? The
cable?
Yeah, a little cable. They don't have that big wart. You have to go buy that extra.
Oh, you mean the block?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has 100 of them by now.
I've never lost a cable.
Half of mine don't work.
Well, not to mention iPhone did that lightning cable for a little while, and then they switched back, so now you've got that, and it's a waste.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ways to make money.
Yeah.
All right. They said also something that we used to take for granted was calling a company and speaking to a human being.
Yeah.
You'd have a problem. You could call someone. You could talk about it. They could understand what was wrong. Then eventually went to call centers in other countries where the communication barrier was there. And now we're very likely talking to AI.
Mm-hmm.
I will say sometimes the AI is better than what we had before.
Sometimes.
Sometimes they actually help you more than what you got before.
Well, a lot of times customer service is not in this country, and I have a hard time understanding.
Right. That's the communication barriers.
Yeah.
They said also furniture. It used to be made out of real wood and would last for just decades. And now you get this stuff that's basically sawdust with glue pressed together. And the first time you bump it, it's ruined.
Yeah. And it costs a fortune.
And it costs just like it used to.
That's the crazy part to me. If you want to make stuff cheap, fine, but make it cheaply priced too. Why is it $100 for a coffee table that isn't even solid wood?
Right.
It's crazy.
And it's going to, like I say, first time you bump it, it's going to chip off. And like, unlike real wood, there's no fixing it.
I bet I've bought about 15 ottomans because kids are kind of rough on those. But you get them and like all of a sudden the top part that's supposed to be like a pillow is shifted over about, you know, 3 feet. And it's cockeyed at that point. And the fabric is worn out in like 2 days.
Okay.
Never mind.
Well, that goes to the overall point about furniture not being made well anymore. They said concert tickets have been ruined.
Yeah.
We used to have those cool little concert tickets that you could save up and you could show where you've been, and they had designs and glitter and all kind of cool stuff. And now you got something on your phone that's gone as soon as the concert is over, and it's useless.
The ticket stub was like a little keepsake.
It's I missed the
We
stub.
Went to this concert together.
Mm-hmm. It was a memory.
Yeah. Because I think of them, I'm in the home, in the wheelchair, naked. And then I'm looking through all my stuff. I can go through all the concerts that I won't remember being at.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I was there because I've got proof.
Uh-huh. No, you don't have proof for those last ones.
Yeah.
Wow, you painted that picture really well.
I've already got it planned out.
I can tell. You're already taking your clothes off. And then they say,
the clothes, that's one. Your clothes are made cheaper.
Well, that's the final one. It's good quality fabric and clothing.
Yeah.
They said that used to we would get good quality cotton or silk. Now we get all these manufactured things that just don't last, don't hold up. And so our clothes don't last as long either.
In high school, my jeans and my shoes lasted about 4 years. Or either my parents were cheap and they just didn't upgrade me each year.
The jeans I have on, they've lasted about eight.
8 years?
Yeah.
I probably got jeans that are 20 years old.
That's why I went shopping.
Well, you know what, though? The ones that I have on now are new, and I've washed them maybe twice, and they're already like holes in them and stuff.
Didn't they come that way?
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Tom was giving us some tips on how you can tell if someone's lying not long ago here on the Hawk and Tom show. I'll tell you this much. Guys are lying on that first date. The average guy will actually stretch the truth about six times on a first date, according to this research that I have.
What do they lie about?
Oh, I've got it right here. So here's just a few things. Oh, I have a great job. Well, they may have a great job, but it may not pay what they want, or it also might not be what they want for the moment, but they'll say, I have a great job, even though they don't feel like it's a great job.
Well, you don't want to go, I hate my job.
Yeah, I know. I just worked out. They can tell if you just worked out. Yeah. Also, you know what? I'm eating healthy right now, but I'm going to go ahead and eat this bacon cheeseburger tonight since we're on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. I think all three of those things are creepy.
Yeah, like I would never bring those up.
Uh-uh.
I would like, oh, hey, I'm on a date with you. I got a great job.
And I just worked out.
Okay.
I was going to get a salad, but burger tonight.
Just get the burger.
I don't actually drink that often. That's a lie that the guys are telling.
That's a lie I hear a lot of other people say, too.
I can say, I don't think that's just guys. Yeah. Women say that, too.
Well, we're not going to compare right now because I don't have a list of what the women lie about. Maybe Tori can get you up on that.
I was going to say, we just say one glass of wine, but then it's a huge glass. But it's only one.
Yeah. They exaggerate the timeline of their last relationship. Like, my last relationship ended a long time ago. I'm over that. We're moving on. But if they happen to talk about that. My weekends are always jam-packed. No, they're not. Not always.
Mine is busy doing nothing.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting sometimes.
When I tell my friends that I'm too busy to go, it doesn't mean I have something to do. It just means I'm going to Netflix and chill for the weekend.
Speaking of that.
They're by yourself.
The G version.
Okay.
Okay.
Tom.
I was like, wow.
They also lie about watching certain shows. Like, oh, yeah, I like that show. Wow. It might be something that I don't know.
Well, if you're watching trash reality and they're like, oh, I watched this wonderful documentary about the planet or something else, and maybe you feel a little less, you know, educated. So you're like, I totally don't watch reality TV. Yeah. I, too, watch nature documentaries. I love the animals.
How about that wildebeest?
Okay, this is something that they say they lie about. Oh, my last breakup was totally mutual. We just both, you know, decided.
That's so funny because it's like the chance of that is so slim.
Yeah.
It was mutual. Yeah. They decided they no longer like me and I had no choice. So it's mutual.
And then they say, this is something guys lie about. I believe this one too. It's like, oh, no, I'm not cold. Go ahead and take my jacket.
Oh, that's a lie.
Yeah, it is. The guy's cold. He's like, he wants his jacket, but he's trying to be chivalrous and give up his jacket.
And at times, I felt bad not giving it up. I just like, maybe if I don't bring it up, I can stay warm.
Yeah, that's true. When you get married, you're stuck with that, too. Yeah.
Gato's like, oh, I don't know. It's actually warm in here.
Yeah.
With this jacket on.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
That's so odd.
You should have brought a jacket.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
So when you go out on a date and you decide whether to have a drink or not, it turns out that there is a go-to number one choice for people to have a drink on a date. Any idea what that number one choice is?
Would it be for a girl or a guy? Because I would think Matt would get a beer, she would get a Cosmo.
Okay, well, this is pretty common for men and women.
Wine?
No, but that's a good guess.
I want to say soda.
It's a margarita.
Really?
57% of people say they have at least one alcoholic drink on a first date. And the go-to option is usually a margarita. 31% of people said that is a solid pick. Now, Cato, you're going to like number two.
And I guess margaritas could be, like you say, both of them can order that without the guy feeling like he's drinking
a
Cosmo.
Yeah, because a margarita is a pretty, I think, neutral drink.
That's good.
Especially, it's got a party feel to it.
Hey, what is in a margarita?
Marg.
And Rita.
Marge.
Tequila. It's tequila and sour
mix. It's got lime in it. I know it's got salt around the glass.
And I drink some that has like an orange hint to it with an orange slice on the rim.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Second was a shot of pretty much whatever. And that's one you like, Cato.
Well, on the side.
Okay. So that's not your main go-to, though.
No. Good. I'll be able to walk.
Well, I mean, I've seen you not be able to walk.
You got the Jell-O shots.
They have them in bars every once in a while.
They got
it's not normal.
And what's the shots when you go to the sushi place?
Sake.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, Tori, number three was a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. So that is a good guess that you made because I could see how that's a safe, especially for the ladies.
Well, and for the guys, they look fancy too. If they drink wine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Martini was fourth on the list. I don't know much about martinis.
You know, espresso martini, yes. But I've tried the dirty martini, and oh my gosh, I just like who hurt you to be able to drink that?
And some people get them real dirty. Dirty.
The glass is even dirty?
Yeah, it just comes.
So they use olives in that and olive juice?
I think olive juice is what makes it dirty.
Yeah.
I think you have to be a certain level of adult to be able to drink that, and I've not achieved that level yet.
I don't even want to.
It's like you got the drinking age and then a drinking age for dirty martini.
Now, I thought this was interesting. Next was a mimosa. So people are probably having early brunches or something.
You can drink mimosa all day.
Really?
Much like Bloody Marys. It's funny because I went into a bar one time. It was after lunch, and I said, I just want a good Bloody Mary. And he goes, oh, it's not even breakfast time. I'm like, yeah, does it matter?
Honestly, you're like my go-to guy. I'm like, I don't even know what's in a mimosa.
Champagne and orange juice or pineapple juice or grapefruit juice.
You need to teach like a college class. Like, you know what? Drinking 101 with Cato. He could be the professor.
Well, and that is very specific because it's champagne and then orange juice.
Right.
Just for color.
Okay. Pina colada was next, which I think is interesting because that seems more like a girl drink.
I don't like coconut.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Plus it seems like a summer drink.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a girl drink to me. I don't know. Once you get to a certain level of sweetness, I mean, I like them, but I wouldn't order one in front of anybody.
That's okay.
Well, keep it. That's kind of like a Bahama Mama's got coconut in it too.
Yeah, if you get you a daiquiri, strawberry daiquiri.
Well, that was next on the list was daiquiris, and that one also seems like a girl drink.
It's good.
Also, if you ever blend that together, strawberry daiquiri and a pina colada, very good.
That's a strawberry banana coconut mixture.
Well, I know who can substitute teach when Cato's not there that day. Substitute Tori.
I learned a lot in college.
Yeah.
They said a whiskey sour was next, which that used to be something when I was more likely to drink a lot in college and stuff. That was a go-to for me.
What is in a whiskey sour?
Whiskey and sour mix.
Oh, okay. I didn't
know. Yeah, I'm beginning to drink more whiskey because I have friends that really love it. And in fact, our client party we had at the Melting Pot, mm-hmm. I got an old fashioned.
Okay, that's the next one on the list. What is an old fashioned?
I had to look it up because I wouldn't be able to tell you that.
You know what? It would be like my PBR. That's what my grandpa, he drank. Yeah. He was old fashioned.
It's typically made with whiskey, sugar, bitters, and water.
I don't even know what sugar bitters are, but it sounds good.
They,
I think it's two different things.
You can get like orange bitters, or I don't know what they are either. I think there's a little black.
We just drink them. We don't know what's in them. They said the most confident daters preferred the classic margarita or doing shots. And they also would order their drinks neat, like a scotch with no ice.
I take my whiskey neat.
I like my bed at three.
Wait. You educate me. What's a neat one?
I think it's...
It just means no ice.
I think it means no ice, yeah. Mm. Served by itself at room temperature without any ice, water, or mixers. I like that, too. I mean, that's considered a shot to me.
Right. Well, I think most people sip on it when they order it that way.
Oh, I sip on shots sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well,
imagine that if you did that with the doctor's office. I'll just take mine a little bit at a time. Yeah. Just give me a shot a little bit at a time.
Have a beer on the side. Yeah.
Well, I think this is make you feel more confident. If you go out, you know what to order now. You can order a margarita and fit right in and know no one's going to judge you.
I mean, truly order whatever you want. As long as it's alcohol, you'll still feel confident
That's
afterwards.
True. Very true.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I guess California is now going to ban that nonstick pans and stuff that you cook out of. I did a little research on this. The nonstick pans are not entirely banned across the United States, but the United States says they're going to be passing laws and try to phase out the cookware by 2030. And they're phasing them out by banning the use of PFAS chemicals. PFAS.
It's PFAS.
PFAS. Oh, how do you pronounce that?
PFAS. I believe it's an acronym. It stands for phthalate something or other chemicals.
Oh, okay. I didn't do enough research here. I just saw that those PFAS are bad for you.
Is that the Teflon? Didn't you hear so much about Teflon being bad or something?
You did the research.
I didn't do much.
I mean, in the past that I've... I've always heard that the nonstick pans are not good for you.
Yeah, no.
But then they need to make the ones that do stick nonstick, so we don't have to use the nonstick pans.
Yeah.
So I just went back to the silver. What is not sterling
Stainless.
Silver? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
I just don't cook.
But you know what? I mean, it's a trade-off. You're like trying to see: do I want to just do a lot of dishes? I'll spend a lot of time doing the dishes because you know that nonstick stuff.
So I am a chronic burns everything.
Yeah.
And the one thing that it saved me, I went to the silver pans and stuff, and then I used Barkeeper's Friend, which is a powder.
Yeah, okay.
That stuff is magic. Uh-huh. Even I can't mess up the pans.
They come back and said that stuff also causes cancer.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
Barkeeper's magic is cancer causing.
You think about your mama and your granny, they were cooking in skillets all the time, like cornbread skillets, and they would cook you eggs in there too.
Used to.
Yeah, they still do.
My mom still, she uses her skillet all the time. Yeah. Cornbread. Mm.
That's why you don't test your mom or your grandma. They've been lifting those skillets their whole life. Don't mess with them.
You
They'll
think
knock
about
you out.
These states, after they pass this law, you know, and they phase out all this PFAS cookware.
Just say cookware.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Nonstick.
PFAS. The nonstick cookware. You're going to be cooking. You know, how they going to, like... actually make this law go into effect. It's going to be like a SWAT team crashes through your kitchens like, ma'am, put the spatula down. Get on the floor right now.
I guess I'll have to start cooking in my closet where my garden is.
Yeah.
They'll probably just not let people make them and sell them anymore.
But, you know, you have those people that'll be rebels still using them. It's like, you know how fast you were cooking, ma'am.
The SWAT team does bust in. They stop popping you with your own spatula. Yeah. Put that down.
Yeah. Drive up the guy on the corner. Psst. You got any non-stick wear?
Hey, that's how you pronounce that.
I'm tired of our free country telling us what we can and cannot
do. I mean, but this is, what does it do to you? Because I'm not researched that either. Like, if you cook on this, you start jittering and shaking a lot when you, because all this cookware you've been eating on for
over
years.
I believe they say it causes cancer.
Does it really?
It doesn't. Yeah. Everything, the air outside causes cancer.
But there is a lot of cancer out there.
Yeah. I mean,
you don't think it's put in there. Put in our food, put in our water.
Our pants.
So the pharmaceutical companies can make money. And the healthcare system.
He's right.
Well, don't do it. I mean, you know what? I'll just, you know, how about I'll spray that Pam. And
the butter flavored?
Yeah.
That's what I buy.
That's cancer too.
Sometimes I spray my biscuits with that. I ain't got enough butter. I'm just saying. It's got the butter flavor on it. I really don't do that. That would be ridiculous. And that probably wouldn't hurt you.
Why? Wouldn't that make sense?
I think I might try to grill a biscuit.
Shut up. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.